years, Malou, you're in St. Paul, 15 years in the Army. He's a firearms instructor.
Haynes has a new police officer, and Derby Fishers gather in Skagway for the weekend. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That news and more up next. The candidate filing period opened this week in Haynes for this year's local municipal elections. This October, voters will fill 7 Haynes seats, and Skagway voters will fill 5 seats within the borough. Both boroughs will have to decide on a mayor this year. Haynes candidate filing period opened Monday, July 11th, and closes July 29th. To declare candidacy for any of the ballot seats, residents must meet voter registration and other requirements and can pick up the necessary forms at the borough clerk's office in the borough administration building at 103 3rd Street in Haynes. In Haynes, the mayor's seat is up for election. Incumbent Mayor Jan Hill was the first to file candidacy papers this year. 2 assembly seats with 3-year terms are up for election. They're currently held by Jerry Lapp and Scott Rossman. 1 assembly seat that's unoccupied will also be on the ballot. It has a 2-year term. This year's election will also determine 3 school board seats currently held by Brian Clay, Stacy Turner, and Anne-Marie Palmieri. Skagway's candidacy filing period is August 1st to August 15th. Up this year are 2 assembly seats, 2 school board seats, and mayor. Mayor Tom Cochran says he'll not be running for another term. A fund is set up to help with costs for a Skagway family dealing with the daughter on life support in Anchorage. 19-year-old Moselle Nalen, daughter of longtime Skagway resident Ken Nalen, was hospitalized 2 weeks ago after she was shot 3 times while volunteering at an Anchorage assisted living home for people with serious mental illnesses. Skagway's Steve Jaklich is a friend of the family and recently set up a fund through Wells Fargo to collect donations to help the family with travel and medical expenses related to the tragedy that occurred at the nonprofit home called Soteria House.
She was volunteering there. And some guy that was a patient there just walked in a couple weeks ago, and was, you know, this was in the news that he had 2 pistols on him, a .45 and a .44 revolver, and shot her 3 times in the face, for once in the eye, once in the chin, and once in the neck. It's pretty tragic.
The man charged with attempted first-degree murder, first-degree assault, and 2 counts of third-degree assault is 21-year-old Michael McAvoy, a former resident of the home. Nalen was also a resident at the same time McAvoy was, but people who knew them say they were not in a relationship and did not get into any kind of argument leading up to the shooting. Police say McAvoy had some strange remarks after he was arrested, like, quote, "I've done what I had to do. My mission is over," end quote. Jaklich says the family is in Anchorage talking to doctors about their options. He says Moselle was pronounced brain dead just days ago. In the meantime, expenses are racking up. And Jaklich, who went through losing a son 5 years ago, set up a fund through Wells Fargo to collect donations.
Their immediate needs is a place to stay, you know. They're just kind of going from day to day. And, you know, they're staying at some hotel up there, and I guess people have been helping out here, you know, a few. You know, my girlfriend paid for her room last night. I don't know what's covered up there, but it's never everything, you know. And then soon will be the funeral expenses. And I don't know what's going to happen with that.
Anyone who wants to donate to the fund can do so at the Wells Fargo in Skagway with the fund name and account number. The name of the account is Moselle Nalen Memorial Fund. And the number is 212047782. You can hear this information again if you click on a link to the newscast at khns.org. Donations can also be mailed to Skagway's Wells Fargo, P.O. Box 516, Skagway, Alaska 99840. It's the first season for a new bear ordinance that was passed last fall to cut down on bear problems in Haynes.
In the last week, we did have I'm guessing probably 2 different bears that kind of circulated through parts of town.
But the bear problems persist, says Haynes Chief of Police Gary Lowe.
One of them, we had about 6 calls on it.
Bears snooping near homes have been reported in Haynes, Lutac area, Mud Bay Road, Young Road, Porcupine, and North Skagway. The bear that inspired the last string of calls in Haines was seen in Deshue, FAA Road, Clingett Park, and near downtown businesses. It tried to get into garbage cans, but couldn't, and was seen tearing open a shed with no waste material in it.
I don't think he got satisfied by his little endeavors. You know, if he makes that trip and he's not getting any food, then it will discourage him from making that trip in the future.
A family off of Young Road isn't so sure a problem bear in their area isn't getting food. On Sunday night, nearing midnight, 17-year-old Anna Jacobson was in her room when the rattling started near her bedroom door.
I was laying there in my bed and just kind of about to fall asleep, and I hear someone bang on the door, kind of, it sounded like, and then it opened a little bit. It sounded like someone was opening, like closing it.
It happened again a little more than an hour later, and the next morning she found out it tried to get into the freezer outside of the house.
I don't know what I was hoping it was, like my dad maybe, or someone doing something weird, and I was like, dude, stay out of my house, or like, I was just hoping it wasn't a crazy person. I just laid there. I should have just like called my parents by a cell phone, but I didn't. I just laid there and freaked out.
Bears walking near the house obviously isn't new for the family or most households in Southeast Alaska, but it doesn't condition people to be comfortable with bear encounters. Experts recommend the use of electric fences to protect animals and gardens from bears.
We've had them like walk right by our, like right through like our patio and stuff, like right outside the door, but I have never had it like up on my door, like trying to, I don't know what it was trying to do, but that's different for me anyway. I don't know if, I guess people have had that happen, but it hasn't happened to our house yet.
The new bear ordinance may be in effect, but the problem isn't going to be solved immediately, Low points out. Bad habits from humans have already taught certain bears bad behaviors, and now residents have to live with it.
You know, we had one bear that circled the downtown area, and I'm sure that's, you know, a habit from him from last year.
In the meantime, the Haines Ordinance, which instructs humankind on how to best deal with bear attractants like their trash, has perhaps kept other Bruins from becoming nuisances.
We know a couple of occasions here last week that the bear knocked over some trash cans and the lids on them were sealed and the bear was not able to get them open. So that definitely is a good thing. And I would think directly related to the ordinance.
So far, the Haines Police Department has not issued any tickets to people violating the ordinance, which Chief Flo has said is designed to educate more than punish at this point. But that doesn't mean police aren't patrolling and enforcing.
We've been kind of just patrolling the general area, and if the officers see something where there's some waste material out that should be secured or shouldn't be there, we just stop to the residents and explain to them how they need to go about to secure it and to keep it cleaned up. And we've talked to 3 or 4 different residences, and everyone's cleaned up and taken care of their messes.
Skagway Police Department is also dealing with curious bears in town. Midday on Thursday, Police Chief Ray Leggett responded to a call about a bear wandering in the neighborhood and used rubber rounds to run it off from the railroad area between 20th and 21st Avenues. July is still early in the bear season, Haines Police remark, and there's still plenty of opportunity to keep from raising more problem bears.
The best thing for us is if we can get these bears before they get habituated to getting used to having garbage around town, it's a whole lot easier to have them not come in here than have them used to coming in and getting food and then trying to discourage them from coming in.
Police advise residents to run bears off by making noise, but not by using firearms unless faced with an emergency, like defense of life or property. If you see a bear close to buildings, a call to the police department can help officials track bear behavior. Full text of the Haines Bear Ordinance can be found in Borough Code at the Haines Borough website. Haines has a new police officer. John Havard began working with the Haines Police Department last weekend and fills the vacancy left by Officer Jason Joel. Chief Gary Lowe introduced him to the Haines Assembly on Tuesday night.
John comes from us. He's a certified police officer in Alaska. He's worked 2 years and went a year here in St. Paul, 15 years in the Army. He's a firearms instructor and a field training officer. And we're real excited that he's here to join us.
Great.
The forming Parks and Recreation Advisory Board in Haines has its first 2 members, but the borough is still seeking more applications. At Tuesday's regular assembly meeting, Haines Mayor Jan Hill appointed Marnie Hartman and Darcy Colbeck to the board that was created just months ago to advise the Haines Borough Assembly on recreation needs in the borough. Borough administration's reviewing two more applications received earlier this week, but is still falling short of applications needed to fill the five remaining open seats on the board.
And the Parks and Rec board is a little bit different. It's more specific than some of our other committees, and so I need a little bit more time to review the two applications I got this afternoon so that we make sure that all the user groups are represented on this new board.
Unlike other boards and committees in the borough, the mayor and assembly are looking for a youth to fill one of the seats, someone aged 16 to 21.
That is high school and a couple years into college for those kids that are coming back. And I'd like to just encourage some youth involvement in this as one of the user groups that we would be accommodating. So unless I get strong objection, that's what my intent is. I'd like just spread the word that we'd like to encourage some young people to apply for this this position and get some input from them.
People can turn in applications or letters of interest to the administration building in Haines. The 7th annual Pat Moore Memorial Game Fish Derby started Thursday morning and runs through Sunday evening at the Small Boat Harbor in Skagway. The cost for 3 days is $30 for adults and $10 for kids under 12. Proceeds go to the Taya Inlet Watershed Council and scholarships. Alaska fishing licenses are required. Reporting for KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell.